Trying to be like Jesus Christ. To be more like Christ by Kinnick Mendez de Boetia. Be gentle and loving in deed and in thought, for these are the things Jesus taught. Children's Songbook, page 79. Several years ago, an elderly sister in my branch passed away. Everyone called her Abuelita, Grandma Flores. At her funeral, I noticed that some of her family, who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, were sobbing. My mom explained that they probably thought that they would never see Abuelita Flores again. I don't like to see people suffer. I told my mom, when I grow up and marry in the temple, I will have a daughter, and I will call her Abuelita Flores so they won't cry anymore. I believe that trying to comfort people who are sad brings us closer to being like Christ. I have an illness called myasthenia gravis. I also have attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. Because of these things, I act differently than other children. Lots of people don't understand, and many don't even try. People in my school often want to hit me, but I don't fight with them. Recently, I began learning karate for my health. I am supposed to get exercise. My schoolmates want me to teach them, or at least demonstrate the different karate moves and techniques. I always say no because I'm not learning them in order to fight, but to gain discipline and the values that come with it. I want to be able to defend myself if I have to, but I never look for a fight. Jesus Christ always taught with calmness and love. Avoiding contention makes me more like him. Finding Money by Carly Caccini. Let every man deal honestly. Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 9. One day, when I was at the grocery store with my mom and my grandma, I found some money on the floor. I picked it up and showed it to my mom. She asked me what we should do when we find something that doesn't belong to us. We went to the office, and I turned it in so that the person who lost it could find it. The people in the office thanked me for being so honest, and they took my name and phone number. They said that if no one came for the money, they would call me and I could have it. I felt happy inside because I had done the right thing. I knew Heavenly Father and Jesus were proud of me. Helping a Neighbor by Teresa Mears. In doing good unto thy fellow beings, thou wilt promote the glory of him who is your Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 81, verse 4. We had recently moved to Middlebury, Indiana, from San Antonio, Texas, and were looking forward to seeing snow. When it came, Jordan and his friend Justin shoveled a neighbor's sidewalk because they liked her and wanted to help her. They were delighted with the unexpected reward of donuts and hot chocolate when they finished her walk and driveway. End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. F.H.E.